Mountain View County, a new Travel Alberta tourism initiative now under development and involving communities along the Cochrane Rocky Mountain House Tourism Corridor should benefit Mountain View County residents and businesses going forward, Council heard February 8. In his quarterly report presented to Council, Director of Legislative Community and Agricultural Services Director Chris Acheson said County Administration attended an information session put on by Travel Alberta on January 18 to hear details of the initiative. The project will focus on the entire corridor, including tourism opportunities in the county, he said. Peggy Johnson asked Acheson, do you anticipate that this initiative is going to have much effect on Mountain View County residents? Certainly I think it will have an effect on the town of Sundre. They are working very hard to attract more tourists, but what about the Mountain View residents based on what you see so far? Acheson replied that the initiative will include a focus on rural tourist opportunities, including in the county. There has been some commentary from that group around wanting to encourage more accommodation opportunities within Mountain View County and the other rural areas where the tourism is wanting to go, said Acheson. Certainly we recognize that the town of Sundre Tourism is our tourism as well and we are trying to work well with them. I do think there is some tie-in within the rural areas with the initiative that Travel Alberta is looking for. The West Country, west of Sundre and Cremona, is a huge component of the plan. Camping continues to be a huge of the plan and something Travel Alberta continues to highlight for people to come out. That would be in our area mostly. Aviation Committee approves maintenance plan. During his report to Council, Acheson also updated Council on recent work by the Aviation Advisory Committee, which recently met to discuss and consider long-term capital projects now underway. The committee continues to work on identifying development potential at the airports, Olds Didsbury and Sundre airports, and awaits Alberta Land Titles registration of lots in order to proceed with marketing, he said. The committee has reviewed and approved the 2022-2023 winter maintenance plan, he said. Acheson also reported that the county has successfully negotiated an agreement with the ODFA for their purchase of the Olds Didsbury Airport fuel system and subsequently with KS2 management for its operation. Both airports now have operating fuel systems and have transitioned under the county's routine business, he said.